Good morning, my friends. Welcome to Spring Break 2021. Today is March 20th. This weekend, we are focusing on encountering the God who is present. When we get to Como, we will be looking at the Lord's presence in prayer, mission, justice, and joy. Today and tomorrow, MattCast 64 and I will lead you through a devotion that's intended to be a help and a launch pad in your time with Jesus. As I enter prayer now, I pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter my scattered senses upon the presence of God. Let's take a few minutes to reflect before we get into our devotion this morning. What are you excited about for this week? Is there anything you're nervous about? What do you want from the Lord? Who do you want to get to know better this week? Take a few minutes to reflect and journal. Pause me if you do need more time. Thank you. Lord, I lean into you now. Reveal yourself that I may see you for who you really are. In the beginning, the time of the Garden of Eden, there were only two humans alive, Adam and Eve. In Genesis 3:8, it says that God walked among the garden. God was with them. He was present. Unfortunately, after Adam and Eve chose separation rather than presence, we don't hear of God walking among his people in the same way that he did in the garden. God's tangible presence is hit and miss from that point until the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a gold-covered wooden chest that God allowed to house his presence. But the weird thing was that no one was allowed to see it. The presence of God was so powerful within the ark that anyone who stood in the room or touched the ark would immediately die. And so they separated the Ark of the Covenant from the rest of the people with a curtain. The only person who could go past the curtain was the high priest. He couldn't do it whenever he wanted to. He could only go in once a year on the Day of Atonement for somewhere around 2 minutes. This seems foreign to us, but this is a theme throughout the Bible and a truth that all Israelites would have been aware of. This is why it is such a big deal. In Matthew 27:51, when Jesus was crucified, that curtain, the one that separated God and people, it was torn from top to bottom. What once separated the presence of God from all people was now torn in two. Matthew 27:50-51. And then Jesus shouted again, and he released his spirit. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. In this moment, God's presence suddenly became available, accessible. Emmanuel, God with us, the baby born in a manger, did it, y'all. He lived out the meaning of his name on behalf of all people everywhere for all time. Jesus's sacrificial death tore the divide between God and man so that all people could once again be in the presence of God like Adam and Eve in the beginning. Take a moment to thank God for the gift of his presence. So, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Take a few moments to reflect. If God is really present in every single aspect of your life, how does that change things for you? The Lord has promised that He would give us who follow Him His Spirit, His presence, for good as a deposit. The Message translation says it this way in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. This down payment from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us. Take some time to ask the Lord for a few things. Number one. Ask Him that He gives you eyes to see and ears to hear His presence throughout this trip and for the rest of your life. Number two, ask that He would show Himself to each and every person on this trip in a fresh way. And number three, what else do you need from the Lord this week? God, I choose to be alert to your presence and present to your alertness. I choose to lift my eyes to the horizon to see things from your perspective. Father, help me to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help me to give myself away to others, being kind to everyone I meet. Spirit, help me to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all I do and say.